I signed that my birthday March 4, 2020.
Ay, so remember, ano,
then the next week, nag-lockdown. Yung nice. Palaka.
Yung palaka.
Yeah, bulldog.
That's what it's called? Palaka.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
With a really nice horse for 46 million pesos.
Been a while, guys.
Hello, 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 welcome back, guys. So, kamusta US? From the States, right? Pebble Beach, right?
Yes, played around rounds of golf, rounds and rounds, and now we're back. Tagal natin nag-shoot. Our last shoot was last month. Lahat yun pre-recorded sabay-sabay.
Yeah, that was the longest.
So before I left, that's what we did.
I think we arrived. We finished mga 11 o'clock yata, you know.
Yes,
11 p.m. And we started around, well, technically I fixed shit pa, okay. So siguro mga 5 or 4.
We ended late. Sunod-sunod yung days. Anyways, welcome to an episode of Dashboard Confessions. My name is Wayne, and as you can see, this is Ron, my cousin.
Hola.
And where is JM? He's gone.
No, he's not gone. I mean, he's just doing something.
He's doing something. So we have a replacement. We have a guest co-host today. Yay. He is also my cousin. It's like a family thing now.
Family thing now, yeah.
Yeah. Like ladies and gentlemen, Ryan Chua. Hello. Please, Ryan.
Please
introduce yourself. He is our sponsor for episode 3 of Dashboard Confessions.
Yes.
Strike Express.
Appreciate that, my man.
How's that been going for you?
So, and see, Wayne, thank you for inviting me, my brother. He's my very, very handsome and huge in a good way cousin. Tapos ayun, thank you for presenting Strike Express.
Of course. I hope you get more fights in that.
Oh, actually, when you mentioned Strike Express, bro, parang dumami actually that day.
That's good. Thank God. More fights.
Let's go.
Guys, we released our last episode was Clea Pineda. We'd just like to congratulate her for, you know, coming out and being proud.
Wait, what?
Of what she is.
This is
Clea Pineda.
Yeah.
The last episode, yeah.
Wow.
She announced that she was, you know, that's in crazy. The LGBT community.
That's so awesome.
Plus.
Yeah.
I'm so happy for her. Actually.
We're very happy for her. And of course, our other guest, Mac Valdez, had his baby.
Yeah.
You know, a couple of days ago, our third guest, or our third in our third episode, the SEA Games journey.
Yeah, a lot of
journey.
Good news for our guests.
No. Yes. Don't you love it, bro, na all of these info is being brought
to
light here?
I'm very, very happy for them.
Baka next time, mga future guests mo, bro, ano eh. Nagpe-prepare na sila mag out of the closet, mga ganun.
That's the title, diba? Dashboard Confessions.
Ay,
they have
perfect.
To confess.
That's,
I hope.
The next time I'm gonna wear a priest's yung robe.
Ron is a priest.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, actually, Ron looks like anything, man. Like, he looked like a mafia boss.
That's what I hate, like, actually. What? Legit yan, bro.
You don't want to look like a mafia boss.
No, kasi, okay. When I slim down a bit, I look like a different person. I look like I have a different personality. Yeah. When I go, when I'm fat, I look different than daw. I look good though and shit.
Honestly, guys, Ron didn't look this big before.
Mm-hmm.
He was really slim. Mm-hmm. I grew up with him. Mm-hmm. He never looked
as in slim na slim or like just
slim
na
slim.
Like slim. Imagine JM.
You were
like
slim.
Yeah.
You were slim
too.
Yeah,
I was, man. Yeah.
And look at us now. You're all following my example.
And then naiwan sa ko si
bro.
This is on you pala, bro. This is on you pala.
I've been always a fat kid.
Pero I mean, for me, it's bagay, bro. You look good. So
thank you, bro. You too.
Yeah.
No. I won't take any compliments today because I'm trying to lose weight.
That's better, of course.
Of course.
I just enrolled myself Anytime Fitness.
Yeah?
Dude. I'm trying, bro.
Let's go. Dude, actually,
I'm trying.
You gotta try.
You know what time do I go to the gym, puta? It's 12 o'clock in the midnight.
Okay.
Before I sleep.
Wow.
Nice.
And because that's the time usually I have free time.
You know, I've been going back to basketball lately. And... yeah, it's always at night. always at night. And after basketball, I just can't seem to sleep. I've been waking up so late. It's been hard for me. Hindi na siya naikatawan ko.
Maybe it's because of the, you know, the time difference from the States and here.
No. I don't think so. I'm just really tired.
So when you're tired, you can't sleep. It's harder for you to sleep if you're tired.
Because my mind is relaxed. I don't know why I can't sleep.
It's the other way around.
I want to watch TV. That's what I want to do.
So you do that first before going to sleep?
Yeah.
Then nakakatulog ka when you're watching TV na?
Hindi masyado. Inaantok, then that's when I go to sleep.
Or maybe you should watch mga boring stuff.
Oh, man.
So, diba, your head wants to watch, pero you want something boring para you can sleep.
Yeah. So, Ron, susunod-sunod ulit tayo ng episodes.
I hope every week na,
ha? I'm going to fly out again on a business trip this time.
What?
And...
come on, man.
We're going to bring in a beautiful brand here, which I cannot announce yet.
So yeah, that's a beautiful,
it's for the country. Don't worry. It's for you guys. Hint you naman. Love cars.
Hint naman, bro.
Our guest today will love cars, so he will have something to wrap. So our guest for today makes the streets of Manila look a lot cleaner and classier.
And full of colors.
And full of colors. He's a rising star right now. If you're in the auto industry.
Oh, if you're in the auto industry, for sure you'll know him.
If you're a fan of cars, you'd know him.
And bikes too.
And you bikes, yes. Bikes. Everyone, please welcome Mr. Archie Chang. He's the owner of Second Skin
Industries, baby.
What's up, man? How are you?
You're looking good.
Thank you, bro.
You don't just look sharp. You can wear that if you want to.
Bro, dapat naka jacket rin tayo, you know.
You also look young.
What's
the secret to your young look?
Yan. So wala naman actually, 6 hours of sleep a day, which hindi nangyayari.
We all want 6 hours of sleep
every day. That's the goal, yeah.
Yeah, that's the goal. I've been getting that lately kasi nabubugbog ako sa basketball. I mean, I haven't worked out in a while. Kakabalik ko lang. So I'm having a long sleep recently.
That's good. It shows.
I'm happy now.
Ikaw ba, bro, you play basketball, did ba?
No, but I do play golf.
Right.
We play golf.
Yeah, we play golf. Wala kasi akong hand-eye coordination, so I'm really not gifted in that sector. So golf actually wasn't so challenging as compared to basketball na yung i-dribble, you run, hindi ko talaga kaya. Pero golf, you just swing the ball, I swing the club.
That's where I have troubles with, golf.
Actually, lahat naman eh. Pero like, you know, once you have a good day in golf, it's like, you did something right.
Yeah.
Diba? Tapos ang sarap ng feeling and all that.
Speaking of golf, no, I saw that you're wrapping golf clubs. Na.
Yeah, actually, syempre, nandun ako sa industry niyon and I really want to customize my things as much as I can. So, well, I just had this idea one time. Now, what if balutan ko yung shaft ng club ko? Kasi they're all just, you know,
silver.
Usually, kapag irons.
Before we get into that topic, we have to ask Archie, for the viewers, what is Second Skin Industries?
Oh. Okay, so we at Second Skin Industries are an all-in-one protective solutions company. So we do not just protect the cars, but we also customize and make them look nicer, as you've said, in the streets of Manila. So the products and services that we have is Magnus Pro paint protection film. We also carry nano ceramic window tint and also windshield film. So yung windshield film yan, super important, especially for sports cars. Kasi, di ba, I'm sure you've heard of a lot of cars na nagkakataramaan ng nagkaka-rock chips, nagkakaroon ng mga kung ano-anong damage sa windshield. Kasi syempre, daming contaminants sa road natin.
Correct.
And our roads maraming are really bato. The best, di ba? So maraming bato. So pag nasa run kayo, you're going at around 100 to 200 kilometers per hour, yung maliit na bato na yun, ang laking damage pwede mangyari sa windshield.
Yeah.
And it would easily get you to pay around 200 to 500,000. Depending on the car that you have.
No, depending on the car.
In car, usually, na rinarap mo sigurado sobrang...
Yes. So we do specialize in luxury cars and sports cars. So ano yung specialty namin because yun din yung gusto ko talagang balutan.
Right. Of course, who doesn't? Do you get to ride them?
Yes, curious. Actually.
The clients that you ride
part
them.
Of the job is sometimes I get to pick up the cars. I get to deliver them. Syempre, the first car I ever picked up was a Porsche Boxster. And for me, coming from a family na very low-key lang and super practical, lahat ng kotse namin Toyota.
As in, high reliability, ganyan. So, puro reliable, syempre. Okay. So, my first time to ever drive.
We're friends now, so shifting slowly to Ford.
Yeah.
Ford, Nissan.
Pag dumating yung Emira, bro.
Abangan natin yan,
Oh, yes. We also have talks with, you know, yung ka-partner mo last time, si Ronald.
Oh,
Ventura.
Nice.
But we'll keep that quiet first.
So, saan ba ako?
Sorry, go ahead.
Would you, well, yung Boxster.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So, when I first drove the Boxster, kasi pinansundo sa akin ng client ko, at this time, it wasn't second skin yet. So, I used to work for a different wrap shop somewhere in Banaue.
Mm-hmm.
So, I was the sales and marketing there. Ako yung in charge of social media, Instagram, Facebook, and I was in charge of the sales also. So, ako yung kumakaw sa mga clients. Sabi niya, Archie, pwede bang pick up mo na lang car dito sa bahay kasi wala akong driver. Sabi ko, okay. So, pagdating ko doon, sobrang nakakabobo kasi, di ba, usually, pag start mo ng car na dito.
Yeah.
Or on the
it's on the left side.
So, sabi ko, nasa yung start na. So, I was super dumbfounded when I saw, parang wala siyang, ano, parang start button ba or what? Because it was my first time driving a Porsche.
Mm.
Grabe, kabadong-kabado ako nun. Like, pawisang-pawisang kamay ko and all that. Because if nabangga ako yun, you take a lifetime to pay for it, diba? Yeah. And at that time, I was still in college. So, this was back 2010.
Mm. Oh, so you were working while...
Yeah, kasi...
Working while studying.
Siguro while I was in... I'll give you a backstory na lang on how I started second skin.
Okay, yeah. We were gonna ask
actually,
that.
Actually, that's what I was supposed to ask.
Sorry, naunahan ko kayo. Alright, so second skin industries, actually, I started rapping before. Hindi pa siya second skin. It was actually called Skin Me by Archie.
Oh my.
So skin in college, I had a MacBook Pro. Mm-hmm. And of course, at that time, it only came in silver.
Ako, this one, I know. Kasi you know, I saw this one way back when.
Oh, you've been following Archie ever since.
Yeah, I know. I know him from what he does, but not personally, actually.
Okay.
We finally met na.
So, yung MacBook Pro ko, it was silver. And then at that time, yung mga cases sa binibenta nila, makapal.
Mm-hmm.
Eh, di ba you buy the MacBook Pro for its profile? Manipis siya. So, sabi ko, ayoko siya pakapalin, but I wanna change the color. And at that time, I'm a very DIY guy. So, lahat ng pwede kong kalikutin, kinakalikot ko.
Like me.
That's why
for sure magkakasundo kami kasi well, anyways later na lang
kilala ko siya in other ways.
ako din we'll get to that later so sabi ko parang ano kayang pwede kong lagay nakita ko iba yung mga sticker bomb at that time yun yung uso eh so there's a lot of stickers sabi ko ayoko naman yun kasi ang gulo tignan gusto ko classy pa rin and then I came across this product carbon fiber na film. So at that time I was so into carbon fiber and at that time carbon fiber was not really affordable. Like it was only used in supercars, aircraft, ganyan-ganyan. Hindi pa siya yung tulad na ngayon na China lahat may carbon fiber parts. So
and it's not easily accessible kasi ngayon you can buy anywhere. Carbon fiber mismo eh.
Correct.
Kahit
ikaw
magdi-DIY.
Correct.
Dati wala eh.
Wala. Yeah. Dati you only had wala, TV lang, internet, ganyan. So, nung nakakita ko ng supplier ng carbon fiber film, sabi ko, ito na yun. I'll try it. Tapos, nag-aral ako nun sa YouTube, sa internet. Dati, YouTube iba pa eh. Mabagal pa. Konti pa lang yung videos.
Mm-hmm.
So, nung binalutan ko yung laptop ko, sabi ko, shit, ang ganda. So, of course, I was bringing it with me all the time. And then, makita ng mga cousins ko, nakita ng friends ko, ay, Archie, saan ka ba't ganyan yung laptop mo? Saan ka nagpagawa? Kasi it was a different, ano.
So, what's the picture? Nice. We'll view it for them.
Okay, so the picture's here.
is it the full laptop na naka-wrap?
Full laptop. So, the top and the bottom. So, I had to wrap it. And syempre, at that time, wala pang skill masyado. So, medyo...
Paano yun? Mano-mano mo ginawa?
Mano-mano ko ginawa. So, I bought an X-Acto knife. I borrowed my mom's blower. Yun yung ginamit ko as heat gun.
Nice.
Okay.
So, I did my first laptop. And then, it was not that good, pero pwede na. At that time, pwede na.
Kakaiba na yung
itsura. Tapos nakita ng friends ko, sabi niya, uy, Archie, pagawa rin yung akin, ganyan-ganyan. And initially, I was doing it for free.
Right.
Like, parang, sige. You know, it took me siguro a good 3 hours to wrap one laptop.
Okay.
Tagal siya eh, kasi dati hindi pa bubble free.
Right.
There's no proper tools, wala akong heat gun, so inaantay ko pa yung hair dryer. Tapos minsan hihiramin ng nanay ko, alam mo yan.
At saka yung stick, yung films before was not films, it was sticker talaga, di ba?
Legit sticker. So hindi rin siya ganoon kadaling i-stretch, you know. So doon nag-start yung idea ng second skin, ng Skin Me. And then my sister was like, Archie, ba't di mo gawin business yan? Kasi ang daming may gusto and it's taking up so much of your time.
Right.
So, at that time, ako, as a college kid na maliit lang allowance ko, sabi ko, pwede. This is a good way to get income and it's something na it's not being offered in the market yet. So, doon ako nag-start. So, I created a page, Skin Me by Archie. And then,
started doing laptops ng classmates ko, and then it became cellphones, camera, digicam.
Okay,
hanggang sa kung ano-ano nang binalutan ko noon na wasn't bad. I was charging 3.5 to 5,000 per laptop.
Nice.
It takes me 3 hours to 6 hours to do. 6 hours kapag kasama yung keypad.
Oh,
grabe yung detail doon.
How much do you charge at that time?
At the time, 3,500 pesos for the full exterior, and then pagkasama yung sa keypad area and trackpad, that's 6,000.
Plus may allowance pa from parents.
Plus allowance from parents. Woo! So parang sabi ko ron, shit.
Pero I mean, time na ako noon.
Oh, yeah,
pero talagang like mano-mano mo per key.
There was a time that I went home with 3 laptops. Hindi na ako natulog.
Oh my.
Kasi hindi na ko nagawa yung homework ko, assignment ko. Kasi doon ako naka-focus.
Wala naman pera sa homework.
Exactly. So,
sorry. Pero, let's do your homework.
Pero di naman nag-drop out ng school.
Hindi.
Actually.
So, nice. Ang maganda doon is I was able to exercise my marketing skills. Because I took up marketing. Mm. So initially, I took up civil engineering and then I shifted to marketing. And then, doon sabi ko, shit, marketing. Sabi ko pwede gawin dito. I did the branding, blah, blah, blah. And then, eventually, I had my first car. My first car was a 2005 Pajero. Yung nice. Palaka.
Yung palaka.
Yeah, bulldog.
That's what it's called? Palaka?
Yeah. It looks like a frog kasi yung laki na.
Malaki yung gilid.
Fenders
I didn't know that too.
Yeah. Palaka.
You call it a palaka.
Okay.
And then, you know, those Pajeros came with wood grain interior. Panlolo, di ba? So, college tayo. Gusto natin magmukhang mas bata. Sabi ko, palutan ko ng carbon fiber. So, doon ako nag-umpisa pumasok sa automotive scene. Ginawa kong carbon fiber, and then eventually yung supplier ko naging partner ko. Ginawa niya akong sales and marketing, and then we decided to do the full wraps and everything. And then since then, so 2010 hanggang 2019, it was just a sideline. I was doing cars, and then I picked up the Porsche Boxster, and then slowly na kami umaakyat to better cars. But at that time, syempre the quality wasn't as nice, the facility wasn't as good. And it wasn't my focus because I was working also in the family business. And then after family business, sabi ko, I need to focus on my own thing. And then...
You want to tell us your family business?
Oh, so we handle restaurants. So Savory Restaurant.
Oh, I missed that.
If you're familiar with chicken
I used to get that every week.
every week?
Ago.
Talaga? Bakit? Bakit every week?
You'll find out soon.
Actually, it is a funny story
for
that.
Foreshadowing.
So, yun. And then, syempre, at that time, I just graduated. So, medyo yung ideas ko, medyo kakaiba pa, ganyan. Oh. And then, my parents kasi, if you're familiar with Savory, you know that it's a very old brand. It's 73 years old by now. So, it started 1950. And talagang hands-on sila. So, they're not very familiar with any kind of marketing. Kasi dati yung uso word of mouth. Dati may restaurant ka, tapos kwento-kwento friends mo, and then they come over. Ganun lang dati, wala pang social media. This is all foreign to them. So nung sabi ko, we should do something, some form of marketing. We should get an advertising agency to boom the... Kasi if ngayon, like I tell people na I'm with Savory, ang always sagot sa akin, favorite ng lola ko yan. Favorite ng lola ko yan. Bakit ikaw hindi mo favorite? Kasi diba, yung market kasi is talagang pang oldies. So sabi ko parang we need to tap the younger generation if we want to survive and progress. Well, at that time sila, hindi pa sila ready. So, away lang kami.
Was it your passion with food or more of cars?
Ever since cars talaga, food was never really my thing. I mean, mahilig ako kumain, pero ayoko magluto, ayoko mag-serve, alam mo yun. Pero since it was a family thing, then we really were on board to help out. Pero may time na hindi talaga naging ganun ka-okay kasi they had their own system already, tapos nakikialam ako. And I feel like mag-aaway lang kami kung tinuloy-tuloy ko yun. So
did you feel na parang you were forced to do it? Or
No, not at all. Actually, ayaw nga nila kami makialam. Kasi yung ways namin is so different from their ways. They feel like, you know, do your own thing na lang muna. Kasi hindi pa sila ready to let go. So sabi ko, sige. And that was the time that I focused on the rapping. Kasi I had it already. I was doing it already. Sabi ko,
was it second skin na, or not?
Hindi pa. At that time, it was still a different brand.
Okay.
And then, doon ko nakita yung mga dapat kong ayusin, ganyan. And then, sabi ko, kasi at that time, we were just doing medyo mid-end na may upper. So, price range was around 40,000 to 80,000.
The usual price.
Price ng wrapping. So, and the materials we used were China film lang. Wasn't as good. Pero we were one of the good ones already at that time.
Nice.
And at that time, ang super idol ko is Foilacar. I'm sure you all know Foil Amar. They started 2009 and then grabe, puro supercars, luxury cars. And I always dreamed of having to do those kinds of cars. Mm-hmm. And you get to see them every day. And then yung warehouse nila, ang ganda. Sabi ko, one day, magiging ganyan tayo. So I was dreaming of that.
So that was your benchmark?
That was my benchmark. Okay. Actually, sobrang peg ko talaga yun. And then I saw, sabi ko, shit, ang galing. Kasi narinig ko rin yung story niya. Like, he started small and then lumaki. Sabi ko,
Foil Amar is the, ano, you know, one of the rap. Well, siya lang yung nag-rap talaga ng mga like supercars, sports cars before.
Yes, yes. He's the pioneer. Oh. And talagang super idol ko yun. So, so yun, eventually sabi ko, you know, we have to step up our game. Kasi hanggang dito lang tayo, we're just in Panao, one car garage lang. Hindi tayo aabot dun sa Foil Amar levels. Mm-hmm. So at that time, I was pitching to my partner boss. Sabi ko, let's get to a nicer place. Let's go to a better location, a slightly bigger. Let's up our game. So long story short, hindi kami nagkasundo dun sa setup. Sabi ko, I'll just...
Nagsisisi na yata siya ngayon.
sabi ko sa kanya, if ganito lang din, then I'll just make my own na lang. Separate na lang ako. Kasi hindi tayo nagkakasundo eh. And ayoko naman mag-away. So sabi ko, don't worry, I'm not gonna get yung market natin now. I'll get a different market. I'll make my own. Kumanon ako. So ginapang ko. And then, yun. So I was with my sister. Sister ko kasi branding. Magaling siya dun eh. So she helped me...
So it's just, it's you and your sister.
Yeah. So initially, it was, yeah, me and my sister. So my sister was the one who was in charge of all the branding. Siya yung BDD. Mm-hmm. And then I was the one doing the operations, marketing, and everything. Oh. So, you know, we started, I was thinking of a name. Eh, at that time, inisip ko parang pro rap, something rap, or something foil. Kasi yun yung rapping para alam kagad. Pero isip ko, lahat na lang ng tao, yun yung branding eh.
Right.
At that time, everyone was doing rap something, foil something, ganyan-ganyan. Sabi ko, balik ako doon sa dati, yung sa Skin Me. Wala pang gumagamit kahit sino ng skin. So sabi ko, skin. Weird naman na Skin Me. Tapos target ko, supercar, parang di bagay. Tapos naisip ko, this is actually a second layer of skin that you are applying on the car. So sabi ko, second skin, parang pwede. It kind of, you know, rang a bell. Second skin,
actually,
it's not rap.
The name fits the brand very well.
Tapos naisip ko, pwede. And then, you know, I was just asking my friends, ano tingin mo, second skin? Parang mostly naman okay. Pero yung isa naman, bakit magtatayo ko ba ng derma? Ang dami, akala may derma. Kasi skin, sabi ko, di okay lang yan. If gawin ko naman siyang car-centric, mga branding and everything, mawawala rin yung pagiging derma.
Mawawala.
So, true enough naman, naging okay siya, nag-fit siya sa company. And then we just decided to go with the basic colors, black and white. Because I wanted to, you know, classy, kakaiba. So, yun. Then, I was renting at that time with my friend's shop at Uberwork. So, White Plains. So, it was a two-car garage and it was just a small warehouse na good enough for me to start. So, I started with three employees. Tatlong rapper and then ako. So, I was the one doing everything. You know, how you start the business.
Yeah.
But, so, you back then, you were rapping also cars?
Yeah. That's when we started rapping cars. This was 2019. Yeah. So, yun. And then, I approached yung mga idol ko sa car industry, like KBH. He didn't know me at all. I just messaged him, hey, I'm Archie.
He slid into his DMs.
Yeah, DM. Slide ako sa DM niya. And then, he was kind enough to reply. Sabi niya, hi bro, ganyan-ganyan. Sabi ko, I'm also from Xavier, blah, blah, blah. Introduce myself. Sabi ko, I opened a rap shop and I'm targeting high-end, ganyan-ganyan. Maybe you'd want to visit.
Kasi high-end dun siya.
Kasi si Keith is well-known talaga sa high-end industry. Yeah. So sabi ko, maybe makabato ko ng clients, etc., etc. Because I see that he also gets some cars wrapped. And then yun, he went to the shop. He actually really went to the shop. And tinignan niya yung gawa namin. At that time, I was doing an Aston Martin Vantage, a Ferrari 488, and a Carrera S 991.2.
Marami na. I mean,
so, pero yun yung first three cars na ginagawa ko.
Okay. Like you said, sinabi mo sa amin na may nag-wrap na ng cars niya. And yes. Marami nang gumagawa. Mm-hmm. How are you able to stand out compared to everyone else? I mean, yeah, your marketing's good.
Thank you.
I have to say.
Siguro one that really made the difference is to get the client's trust.
Right.
So, some shops, syempre, like when you're doing a car, may nasisira. Minsan tinatago lang nila. Because you'll never find out until they remove the wrap.
or whatever. Mm-hmm. So ako, my principle is very simple. Just be very honest with your clients, number one. Number two, manage their expectations. So you have to give them whatever information they need to further understand what's going to happen, what can happen, and what will happen mm-hmm. to their car. And I guess yung pag-PR lang din. Like, be friend. I end up becoming friends with most of my clients. Mm-hmm. So, hindi ako yung iwan ko lang sa tao.
Celebrities too. And celebrities, how are you able to get celebrities as your clients? I saw one of your YouTube videos.
Uh-huh.
Umabot na ng 1 million views. Galing nun.
I was so proud of that. Sana tuloy-tuloy. So, I would have to thank Hans of Luxury Cars for that. So, si King Panda, of course. Super idol din yan. Sometimes, nababato siya ng clients if may gustong change color. Mm-hmm. And at that time, he had a client which was Ding Dong Dantes.
Oh, yeah.
He was looking for a Raptor as a daily car. So, mm-hmm. ang available lang at that time was blue. So, mm-hmm. he went to me, Arch, balutan natin. Let's make it black. And then, you know, we talked about it. And sabi ko, sige, tara, let's vlog it. Diba? Sayang So, we wrapped it in black. We wrapped everything in black. The inside, even the trunk, lahat talaga blacked out. And Ding Dong was very happy with it.
He looked very happy.
Mm-hmm. We actually did two more cars after that.
Nice.
It was good. It was good. And then that was the first video that ever reached 1 million views for me.
Grabe, milestone.
Super, not over, well, super milestone.
Sobra, no?
And then, we were so happy na when yung video ni Clea reached 1K. 1M pa kaya. Damn.
We'll get there too.
Right? Yeah, because we've had the YouTube channel for quite some time. Pero it was never anything. Like, right. Never namin siya nalagyan ng content. And then, nung lumipat na ako dun sa bagong shop ko with the bigger shop, dun kami nag-start na, uy, maybe we should film this kasi it's really big, kakaiba. So, yun.
What would you say, because you said you started with three cars, right?
Yes.
What was the most challenging part about actually wrapping the...
About the business side or about the car itself?
About actually wrapping. Like may complaints ba kayo nakukuha?
Dami.
Marami complaints.
So we went through so many problems and until now, dami pa rin problems as we go along. Okay. But we learn. So important thing naman is we learn.
Yes. So, actually, wrapping din also is very, very, very hard.
Yeah.
Kasi ako, yun nga eh, like sabi ko kanina na parang magkaka-vibes tayo kasi medyo DIY guy din ako.
Yeah.
I want to do it myself.
Yeah.
So, yung I have a bike na instead of going to a shop, I want to wrap it myself. So, I wrapped my bike twice na.
Okay.
So, first, cheaper wrap, then now, medyo mas expensive na onte. So, you get to learn eh. So, yun nga, yung may bula, how you apply it, paano mo siya hatakin, yung ganun.
Correct.
So, sobrang hirap nun. Hindi mo mawawala ang may aangat.
Correct.
Sa lalo na kanto. Yeah.
So actually, that's one thing that I learned is, diba kanina I mentioned about managing expectations to clients. Kasi sila, syempre when they bring the car over to you have it wrapped, they think yun na yun.
Expect nila
maganda. Pero hindi, there's actually a maintenance after that. So, I tell my clients na, you know, there's no perfect wrap. Everything has its limitations. Film lang yan eh. It's not like paint na mga complex curves kaya niya malinis. No, it has to be done in multiple pieces. So, I walk through around the car and you know, titignan ko kung ano yung mga parts na hindi mababalot in one piece. Ano yung magkaka-problem areas. And then, I let them know, oh, dito magkaka-problema tayo dito. So, after 2 weeks, you have to come back. You have to check on it. Kung may problem, then you have to replace
advanced
it.
Advanced
na.
Advanced that's
na.
Good.
Yeah, kasi parang...
At least you keep their expectations.
Correct. Kasi pag hindi wala kang sinabing kahit ano, you just say, oh, sige, we'll wrap it good. Paglabas niya, maganda. And then, after a week, 2 weeks, na yan, maglalabasan na yung mga bubbles, mga nagpipil.
Yeah.
Buburat siya parang bad ganun. So initially I didn't know that you have to teach kasi from my previous experience bato car tapos na
expect mo alam nila
tapos minsan hindi sila nagre-reklamo akala mo okay pero yun pala sobrang bad trip sila ayaw ka nila kausapin.
I found
that out through some other people pa na si ano sobrang bad trip sa ginawa mo. Sabi ko ha, ba't di niya ako sinabihan? So doon na pumasok yung you have to manage the expectations.
Since you're wrapping cars ever since, no, what's the difference between or the advantages of wrapping a car versus painting a car? Like for example sa paint or for something.
Sige. So wrapping and painting is completely different. Although they do serve the same purpose of changing the color, purposeless very different. So wrapping is actually very temporary. So there is no wrap that is made to last forever. Our wraps, the brands that we use, they last from 3 to 5 years, and then the PPF would last 10 years. So
Sakto yun. Kasi 5 years, sawa ka na sa call.
Sawa ka na.
Usually. Yeah.
Palitan mo na.
Palitan mo na. Yeah. Correct, correct. Mm. Tsaka, I tell my clients, huwag mo na paabutin 5 years. Sabi ko 5 years, siguro mga 3-4 years pa lang, especially with our conditions here. Mm-hmm. Palitan na natin. Huwag na natin paabutin ng super lumang-luma na yung film, mahirapan tayo tanggalin. Okay. Kasi lahat yan may lifetime.
Correct.
May lifetime siya. So, paint, di ba, when you do the paint, number one, yung value ng car automatically goes down. Kasi hindi na siya original paint.
Okay.
And there's so many questions na, bakit siya nirepaint? Mm-hmm. Bangga? Or what? Number two, with paint, it takes you how long to do? Around a month? A month to 2 months for quality paint
Correct.
Job.
Correct.
And you have to go to a reputable paint shop.
Right.
And medyo mahal din.
Mm-hmm.
So you're, wala kang kotse for 2 months. And then right. pagbalik mo, you have to do the ORCR pa and everything. So, yun. So number with paint, the time, the value of the car, and ano pa ba? Ayun, syempre price.
Hmm.
So with wrap naman, so again, I mentioned it was a 3 to 5 year lifespan and meant to be temporary. You can do it in 1 week.
Mm-hmm.
Tapos, wala ka pang madadamage na ibang parts in terms of overspray.
Right.
So wala ka namang overwrap.
Mm-hmm.
I see.
So,
would you say that there's also a protective aspect?
Yes,
it
definitely.
Protects the car now.
Definitely. So the films that we use are actually quite thick also. So it would protect your original paint from scratches, weathering, small stone chips. But it's not really made to protect the car. It's made to just change the look of the car. Mm. If you want protection, we use the paint protection film, which is a lot thicker than the colored films that we have.
Okay. Lalo na dito, ang dami ng titrip yung Suzu CN.
Yeah, yeah.
Especially yung mga ano yung mga high-end cars. Alam mo yung mga inggit, they usually do that. So I think it's a good layer na meron.
Correct.
In your cars.
Kasi the PPF or the paint protection film really protects your car from rock chips, from yung mga susi, even mga nabangga.
Yeah, so
I have clients na yung mga sumasagi sa barrier or what.
Tatanggalin lang
the yung film is really damaged, pero when you remove it, flawless
talaga.
And then sometimes may maliit na dent, really pero there's PDR for that naman.
Yeah.
You save time on repairs. You save money on repairs,
especially with the prices of the cars that you have.
Mahirap kahit scratch lang sa sasakyan mo.
Correct.
Mahal na yun.
So, tsaka there's no guarantee that you're gonna be able to get the same color.
Correct.
It's not gonna be like original na.
Do you have some clients who only get the wrap like, oh, I want to protect my car?
Yeah.
Meron.
So, the two main services that we offer is, number one, paint protection film.
Mm-hmm.
Most of my clients get this kapag brand new yung car nila. Mm-hmm. So, straight from casa, diretso sa amin. Kasi even if it's from casa, minsan may mga malilitin na swirl marks, you know, from transfer, from punas-punas.
Yes.
It's normal. So, we bring it to the shop and then we do the full detailing on it. We remove all the swirls, all the scratches before we protect it.
Okay.
Because there's no use in protecting something that has already damaged. Damage. Na, so that's what we do. And then the other one is to change the look of the car. So we can completely change the color of the car. Everything, even from the door shuts and returns, kahit yung mga console mo, we can change the color also by just applying the film.
Nice.
Yeah. Fully customizable talaga lahat.
Fully customizable.
Yeah,
bro.
And it's temporary.
So you can do it again.
So, ako, yung personal car ko, I have my C60 for 2 years now. And
the black
I think
one, huh?
it's blue now.
Was that the one
I didn't know that.
On the way here?
No. That's a different. That's okay. the Lexus naman.
He was clamped on the way here, guys.
I was actually at Elite Motorsports.
Okay.
Because my C60 is there. I'm installing something to make it faster.
Guys, abangan nyo.
So that's very, very interesting.
You wanna read our sponsors for today?
Ayun.
Oh, sure. Alright.
Yay.
So, guys, for our sponsor for today is V-Cool Philippines.
Yay.
The world's only spectrally selective automotive window tint that rejects up to 98% of heat without impeding visibility. Get your car tinted with any AutoHub dealership.
Yes.
Be cool, ladies and gentlemen. Be cool.
Medyo ano yan, pero it's okay.
Oo nga, kasi may ano din.
My film rental. We all have our film, but it's okay.
Be cool is a really good brand. So, kanya-kanya brand
heat.
Naman.
Yeah.
Perfect.
So, we're gonna shift to a collaboration you had.
Okay.
Which was with Ronald Ventura.
Okay.
How were you able to get to him? And how were you able, did he contact you?
Actually, so
McLaren?
I met Ronald through one of the agents of PGA,
uh-huh.
PGA cars. So he gets a lot of cars from PGA, as you know.
And you like Porsche.
I like
it's
Porsche.
It's not, It's a shoes.
Because nice. Porsche, they got me as a brand ambassador for Porsche.
Oh, yeah. Nice. Yeah.
So I really love their brand also. Like,
yeah, actually, they have cool designs.
Very fashionable. You know, good for daily talaga. So pasok naman.
Nice.
So Ronald Ventura, at that time, what was the first car that we did from him was a McLaren 720S.
Correct.
So it was originally from a different wrap shop, and then it wasn't so nice. So what they did was they wrapped it and then they painted it like with a spray paint na car paint. Problem of that is they also painted parts that they didn't wrap.
Oh.
So when we removed the wrap, super damning overspray all over the car, and then we had to actually repaint some panels, bring it back to original color before we wrapped it in McLaren orange. So that was the first ever project we did. It was just plain. And then at that time, Sir Ronald, he was shifting to automotive artworks. So
yeah, a lot.
In time na yun, nagkakaroon siya ng idea na I should do this, do that, do that. And he was telling me all about it. I was like, oh, let's do it. I'm excited.
And we are excited too. We have a collaboration with him soon.
Nice.
We're excited.
That's very exciting. Actually, Ronald, the way he thinks, no, bro, sobrang kakaiba talaga.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it shows. It shows with his works talaga. So, yun, the first was the 720S, and then after that, tuloy-tuloy na. And then he started asking me, can you do this? Can you do that? I'm like, kaya yan, kaya yan. And then the latest project that we did with him was a 992 Turbo S Cabriolet. So it's the one in the Ayala Museum right now.
Oh yeah, yeah.
It was originally just white, and then we wrapped it in a metallic baby blue. And then we added all the different elements from Ronald himself. So siya na nag-design digitally, and then we produced it. We were able to print it, and then it was a 4-layer film.
Would you know how much the car is worth now since he painted it and you skinned it?
Okay, so just to give you an idea, yung hood, he sold one hood of a, I think it was a 992. With a really nice horse for 46 million pesos.
Wow. And that's a fucking
just,
hood.
That's just the hood. Wala pa yung kotse.
Wala pa yung gulong.
Wala pa yung wala. Di umaandar. Sasabit mo lang sa pader mo.
Damn.
So, diba, sobrang ako, what the? That's crazy.
Yeah, 46, that is crazy.
The car is half the price of that.
Yeah. Oh my God.
So, well, with the
probably
car.
Probably less, bro.
He probably bought another McLaren.
Grabe talaga. So, galing niya. And I think he's the first one to do it here. And I think internationally rin, medyo mabenta rin siya.
Yeah.
He has markets also in, I think, France, in Dubai, in Japan.
All around the world.
And so you have a collab with him.
I will not mention it yet.
Okay.
But I it's exciting. I don't know if I should mention it.
Hint.
It's the future showroom here in Mini. It's beside Mini.
Okay.
So... Okay. Yeah, sana matuloy yun. I think matutuloy yun, for
very
sure.
Very interesting, very interesting.
Yes.
Solid, dude.
And hindi abot lang Mias eh, pero sa'yo, ikaw ba, will you be at Mias?
Oh yeah, will you display ba?
Yes, so
What can
plans.
We expect there?
Wait, Mias is this...
April.
No, sorry, not the transport show pala.
Yeah.
Yung sa November, that's where we're gonna go. I'm gonna be with Angie.
Nice.
Ronald.
Cool.
And of course KBH.
Yay.
So
exciting. What can we expect there?
Expect the unexpected.
Yes. Exactly. Unexpected.
Couldn't have said it any better.
No, because I think the cars that we're gonna be putting there are, it's gonna be one of a kind. The designs that we're gonna be doing.
Sana sa amin yun. We'll see.
I
don't know yet. Pero November pa, matagal pa yan.
Matagal pa. Dami pa pwede mangyari.
Yes.
Sorry, so, coming from someone who's not familiar, what is MIAS? What is
Manila International
Auto Show. Is it the most prestigious?
For one of the biggest. Ones.
One of the biggest. Yeah.
One of the biggest.
In the Philippines.
Wow.
Transport show is yung third, second ba? Kasi there's the Manila Auto
Salon.
Almost.
Manila Auto Salon, Manila International Auto Show, and then there's the transport show. So yun silang tatlo.
Silang tatlo lagi.
Yeah.
And every time there's a show, there's always something wow.
Yeah, correct.
There. So it's, you know, there's, it's always something to look forward to, especially if you're in the automotive industry.
Especially you're going to be there. So, grabe.
Tsaka yun yung time na pwede namin i-showcase talaga, like what we can do. You know, something that you're not gonna see every day. Like, I'm not sure if you've seen the ones that we did before, but we did a McLaren 720S with a Senna GDR body kit.
No!
With the import hookup.
Yeah.
That was crazy talaga. Tapos we did a full Tiger decals on the side, and then Siyempre, yung painting sa hood, medyo intense. Medyo intense.
That's nice. Yeah.
So it's usually the ano, no? The brands na off, like Ferrari, Lambo, McLaren.
Yeah, that's the Porsche. We are a sports car country.
I know.
So for Archie, 2022 was one of your biggest years. Would you say that?
Actually, I'd say 2020 was 2020. One of the biggest years because that was when it went crazy.
Yeah.
So I mentioned I was in a small shop before with Tukar Garage in Uberwork. Mm-hmm. And then at that time it was medyo puno na kami lagi, so sabi ko I need to find a bigger place.
Nice.
And then I found my location right now, which is a 1,100 square meter warehouse.
Ooh. Ang tagal din nakatenga ganyan, 'di ba? Before bago niya nakuha.
And I just live around the area, so lagi ko nadadaanan, tapos lagi nakalagay for rent. So one day I called, you know, alam ko naman imposible kung makuha yun kasi it's so big, tapos tagal nakatenga, for sure mahal. Called, magkano, they were asking like 450 a month. I go, boss. I was paying 20,000 in my previous rent. That's been 450. Impossible. So I go, no. So hanap pa iba. And then, at that time when I was closing the deal with Magnus Pro worldwide, they required me to have a showroom. They required me to have a specific amount of size. Kasi, you know, we're gonna be doing all this, maraming process. Hindi na pwede yung small place. So sabi ko, fuck, I need to get a big place. So at that time, na bumalik ako sa kanila. I was talking to them. Sabi ko, can we negotiate? And then we were able to negotiate to really low. And then nakuha ko siya. So I signed that my birthday, March 4, 2020.
So remember, happy birthday. Ano,
then the next week, nag-lockdown.
Oh my God. Sabi ko, lumakas ba ng lockdown?
Yeah.
Initially, I was so scared. I was like, this is the biggest mistake I've ever made. Kasi lockdown, you don't know what's gonna happen. Yeah. Businesses are closed. Sobrang nag-wild. Kasi wala. Everyone, walang parties. Walang shopping. Yeah. Walang travel abroad.
Yeah.
What a everything stopped.
Everything stopped. So lahat ng tao, pili kotse.
Customized kotse. Not true. Hirap kami sa sales nun.
Talaga?
Bili Vespa, Bili Triumph. Nun lockdown. Pero cars, we drowned. I think you were still with us.
Yes.
Yung mga smaller vehicles. But we were lucky to have Vespa who rescued us. Naging using riding.
Pero yeah, riding was the big thing talaga.
And I'm then, sure you're also doing that na rin, wrapping motorcycles.
We do a lot of motorcycles also. We do a lot of Vespas.
Yeah.
Triumphs, dami.
How will you make this year bigger than your past previous years?
Okay, so this year, we're focusing more on doing things differently, meaning more unique builds, more collabs with different brands.
Noted.
Diba? So yun, and dealerships of course. So if possible, maganda sana kung maging official partner kami ng mga dealership for their protective films
right.
and all that. So we can talk about that.
We will talk about it after the show.
So yun, and of course, you know, again, collabs kasi a lot of people still don't know about this industry, yung rapping, like parang sa kanila it's so foreign, and you know not everyone knows about it. So I want to educate people. Yeah, I want to let them know that they need to have their cars protected.
Yes. Not just their cars anymore, not just their motorcycles, also their clubs.
Correct.
You want to tell us about your upcoming golf tournament?
Okay, so at August 7, we're gonna be having an exclusive Second Skin Industries Golf Cup. So this is in collaboration with Alike Media, of course.
Oh yes,
the best.
The best media.
Oh, the best media
that's
company.
That's where I get my guests. The ones that I like.
I like media.
Yeah, we're alike.
Yeah, so it's going to be a golf tournament. It's going to be the first golf tournament of Second Skin Industries. And it will be held at Santa Elena. The best golf course.
Yeah.
So what I plan to do is we're going to have a small a gathering first somewhere in probably Sadasma. And then we're going to have a run going to Elena.
Woo!
Nice!
For the tournament. So it's going to be fun. It's going to be small lang. It's probably around 120
guests. Sana kumasa yung golf clubs nyo sa sasakyan nyo.
No.
Chances are nandun na yung golf club nila.
Correct. Nauna
sa
nauna na sa kanila.
Nauna na. And then convoy na lang siguro.
That's going to be a nice...
It's going to be a nice event.
That's a diff... I've never had that experience.
Diba?
That's gonna be something new.
Kasi kami sa Second Skin, a lot of my clients, they have their own groups. Tapos they do runs every Sunday.
Right. Yeah.
Not sure if you heard, pero last yung birthday ko, I did a joint collaboration with JP Tuason and Ton Ramos, and then we had a super crazy car meet in brewery. Over 120 supercars went.
Wow.
That was crazy. God. That was like
feast talaga, like all kinds of cars were there. Everybody was there. It's pretty cool. So I want to do something similar na parang it's an experience. Like, you know, syempre lahat tayo automotive lahat clients ko. So I'll bring them there, meet up there, and then we all run to Elena and then do the tournament, and then we have
food. How many guests are you expecting?
Around 120.
Games today. People. 120.
And then it's gonna be it's not gonna be a serious tournament. It's not gonna be like pababaan.
That's what I want.
For fun.
I want it to be fun, experiential. There's fun holes, ganyan. Yep. Like, yeah. Something fun.
I should give you ideas because we also had a golf tournament.
I know. I've heard so many things about your
it's wholesome and
tournament.
Prayerful.
That's exactly
wholesome
what
is
I
not
heard.
The first word I would say. Sige, sige.
Yeah. But I'm
hopefully
excited
I get to join that.
That
next year.
We just ended it, but we'll see. We'll revive
we'll
it
make
next
a new
time.
One.
We'll
make a new
interesting.
Would you say golf is your favorite pastime? Or
you know what? I just started playing golf last year.
Ah, talaga.
Ang daming naging pandemic.
Pandemic
ano
golf. Oh, let's start.
But si Rose din eh.
Yeah,
diba?
Because I think it was the only sport or it's the only thing that you can do that would take up so much time because you're so bored during the pandemic. So
correct.
Palo-palo and then have some friends na
you can say
ako.
It's for you.
Yeah, and you just fight against yourself. Diba? Yeah. So every day is a new day. Today, palo ha sobrang ganda. Tomorrow, it's shit. So parang it's an ongoing
it's a frustrating
battle.
Experience.
Super frustrating sport.
Unlike basketball, you can take it out on your kalaban.
Ito. Ito.
My final question is, among your brother's exes, who's your favorite?
Siyempre, yung sister mo.
Yeah! Nathan, that question was for you.
So that's so where that's the chicken went.
That's where we got the chicken.
Every week may chicken siya sa bahay niya. Kaya pala pansin ko sa inventory ko, lagi may bawas isang chicken. Tapos di siya sabi, kinukuha pala ng kapatid ko.
Hindi nga yung sister ko nakakain nun eh.
Ikaw.
Siguro na lang ano. To anyone who wants to have their cars wrapped,
yes, where can we
PPF,
follow you?
Where can we follow you and price range if you can disclose?
Okay, so you can follow us on all our social media accounts. We have TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, and
Whitey.
Yeah, yun lang. YouTube, sorry. Mm. So you can find us Second Skin Industries. And price range, our prices start from 180.
Right.
So that's for a, let's say, a Mini Cooper.
Okay.
Yeah, that's it. So
and
if
the
you want,
ceiling is alam niyo na ba?
Yeah, so it goes all the way up to sky's the limit na depending on how many colors you want, how many layers do you want,
right?
Do you have body kit? So it would depend on that. But of course, bottom line is quality install.
Oh yes.
Yes.
Thank you very much for doing our show.
Thank
everyone.
You for having me.
Please like and subscribe and we'll see you on the next.
Thank you.
Bye guys.